Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always here, happy to have you, and we always strive to get the grassroots level truth from the community and you and you and you, wherever you are, whatever God has given you to explain to one another. It's powerful to understand that God has an economy and he has a plan, and we have ourselves as men and women of God. And when we come together, Jesus said, where two or three come together in his word, there he be in the midst. And our endeavor always at Doctrine of Truth, amen, that we come together at a grassroots level. Amen. Each, all of the listeners and your Bible experience, that we can grow thereby by sharing to one another. Amen. There's no wrong answer. Amen. There's no wrong approach when we all sharing and testifying and asking God to help us, amen, to disciple his word. And I believe, amen, and we know here at Doctrine of Truth that we've always been successful because of the fact we've been speaking truth. There's no hidden agenda. There's nothing here trying to deceive anyone. But we believe in love and the power of the Holy Ghost helping us all. Now let's pray. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you as we come together. And Lord, we rebuke Satan's hand. We rebuke his schism and his efforts trying to destroy. Oh God, we rebuke every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of confusion. Oh God, every spirit that's dealing with our listeners. You say there's no weapons formed. Amen. When two or three come together, amen, there you be in the midst. And there's no weapon formed against God's people that will prosper. It will develop and come up, but it will not be successful. And we give you, Almighty God, we give you praise and glory at this time and always. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Well, tonight, as always, we're always stretching out in a direction, amen, it's controversial sometimes. And sometimes it's so simple that we feel that we shouldn't talk about it. But call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And that we are discussing, amen, tonight, a well thought out, amen, in your minds. Many of us know, amen, about the devil's number. But we want to know when it's going to come to pass. When you think this 666, this devil's number is going to come up, and when you believe that it's started taking place, or is it already now taking place in your community, is it already taking place now in your neighborhood, on your job, you can see the development of all these different things that John, Apostle John, was talking about. Amen. And we want to read, we'll be looking at 1 John, the beginning, 1 John, the 4th chapter, amen, and the beginning with the first verse, and we're discussing here, amen, 1 John, the Apostle John. Then we would go to the book of Revelation. Right now, 1 John, the 4th chapter says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know that the Spirit of God, and every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already in the world. Amen. You are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Thereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, that the love of God was towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we may live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and the love of God is perfect in us. Amen. Hereby we know that we dwell in him, because he is in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be saviors of the world, the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed in love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in God dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God, and God in him. Here is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, because perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fear is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God, and I hate his brother, he is a liar, and that love is not his brother whom he has seen. How can he love God whom he has not seen? This commandment have we from him, that he who loved God love his brother also. Amen. We're discussing here, amen, concerning 666. You don't say, well, why are we talking about love? Well, number one, we're trying to lay some foundation. We're going to lay some foundation first. And after we begin to lay a foundation here, and we can see is the 666 has started. And many of you maybe have seen it and started active, got information and got some insight on how you want to share. But I said, yes, I know it's in my neighborhood, in my community, or my job. Amen. So that's why we're laying some foundation here. And we're looking at the book of Revelation, the 13th chapter. And no man may have buy or sell. 13th chapter of Revelation, the 17th verse. Amen. We're going to go back up at the 14th verse. And deceive them that dwell on earth by means of those miracles which ye have done to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, and which has the wounds by a sword, and he did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that has the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of the man, and his number is 666. All right? We're talking about when will 666 happen? And everybody that you can run into, children or people down the street, across the town, and don't go to church, but they have awareness, amen, in their spirit. That, and anybody can say, oh, that's the devil's number. And people play. They go out in the different towns and places, and they will go to and gamble with that number. They would say, oh, that's the devil's number. Amen. It's a good number. It's a lucky number. And you can hear it anywhere. Ask anybody. Amen. That's one of those in the conscience of men that's been planted by the enemy. but we want to look at the economy of the world. This is the approach tonight. Amen. The enemy is a deceiver. Now, Jesus said that. Jesus said that, be not deceived. He spoke that in the book of the book of Matthew. Amen. Say, be not deceived. See, we want to keep this, amen, in our thought pattern a little bit in the discussion, amen. But before, amen, at the end of this broadcast, we hope that if you're being deceived about something, amen, concerning the devil, the church, amen, salvation, amen, by the end of the world. You know, many of you probably have heard on the television or radio, amen, about the world had supposed to come to the end last week, amen, Wednesday, they come to the end that Thursday. These groups predicted last couple of years on and off. I think maybe they made 3 or 4 different predictions. Amen. And people have sold their houses, their homes. They're giving up everything they had. Amen. And be preparing themselves, amen, to leave here. To leave here. And notice this point. And this is something that we have to remember. Amen. You cannot take anything from this world. Amen. You cannot take anything from this world. Amen. Paul was telling Timothy. Amen. We want to go to that very quickly. Amen. Kind of lay some foundations. Why people are giving up their possessions, giving up all their homes and their different monies and things when they begin to talk about the end of the world. Amen. They know within themselves, amen, that they're waiting for the world to come to the end. They know Satan going to come and bring some turmoil, and they know that the 666 number, amen, the enemy is coming in numbers. He's coming in the number system, amen. It's not alphabets. He's news in numbers, amen. And they're looking for the man, and they're looking for what country. Amen. But Jesus said, be not deceived. So it might not be in the numbers. I mean, it might not be in the countries or the man that we should be looking for, the numbers we should be looking for. We should be maybe looking for some other signs. Amen. Like the end time signs now is showing destruction and danger everywhere. People losing through the weather. Amen. Through wars and rumors of wars. Amen. And all type of disease, killing and destroying people. Amen. We should look to other areas and say whether or not now, amen, if the enemy, how he's going to take a foothold. If he's going to take a foothold on things, he's have to, amen, trap men and women. He has some type of system to trap men and women. And one of the systems we can verify in kind of biblical, amen, reason with, and what's reality here on earth that among us, is that he using the money system, amen, he using the money system and debts and credit to have men to love that more than they love God. Everywhere you go, it's about money, money, money. Amen. And money represent people. Money represents you. And if you can take that faith, or that love from God, and wrap it up in people about their money and their possession, and he can turn around and deceive man and say, now, okay, I'm going to take your money from you. Amen. I'm going to take everything from you. I got a system. Where do you think they go? Where do you think mankind going to go? They're going to run where they know they got shelter. They're going to run where they never been hungry before. Amen. They're going to run to the enemy. They're going to run to the enemy. And you cannot buy or sell. You cannot buy or sell. Amen. Anymore. So thank God when amen, Habakkuk made that statement. The just shall live by faith. Amen. And it doesn't matter what the world say or whatever. God has given us his spirit. And through his spirit, amen, through God, and through living for God, amen, like the sparrow, amen, the God will lead us constantly this way and that way. Amen. So anyway, we over this opening up. And I know it's a little wide subject, and it always have been. Amen. And we want you to focus on, amen, buying and selling. If the enemy says, if the devil says it, and he using that, and the Bible's written it, I believe the Bible's true. Paul was saying in 1 Timothy 6, amen, 1 Timothy 6 saying that, amen, that, but they that will be, Paul was saying that, 1 Timothy 6:3, if any man teach otherwise and consent to wholesome words, even the words of the Lord Jesus and of the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doubting about question and strife, where come envy, strife, and railing, and evil submissive, perverse disputant of men, corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, suppose that gain is godliness, for such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us be wherewith content. But they that with be with riches fall into temptation and snare, and into much foolishness and hurtful lust, and are drowned in destruction of perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight a good fight of faith and hold on to eternal life. Amen. Paul goes on. This is why God will supply all your needs. God will supply. God will support you. He will give things to you. He will take care of you because he knows there's a snare that the enemy is laying. There's a trap he's laying among riches. There's an area that this Antichrist is coming. And he don't want you to be snared, amen, in that love of the world, the love of things of the world, that you forget God, amen. So it's very important to us, amen, that when we begin to see these snares and these different traps the enemy is trying to take, amen, from your faith towards God, and you begin to slowly entrap you with things of this world, remember, he's a stealer, he's a liar, he's a killer, and he's up to no good. He's up to no good, very, very simple. But we're going to open up the phone lines as well, as always, amen, and we're discussing concerning when will a 666 happen, amen. We're talking about Antichrist's rule of the world. You might be seeing it slowly come now. Amen. You don't have to have no Bible verse, but we know when you're speaking from the biblical understanding. Amen. But you know, maybe a dream. God has given you a dream about things that's going to be happening. Maybe God showed you a vision and wants you to be prepared for certain things that has happened. amen, to your economy, to happen to your city, amen, to happen to your family, and you see it's happening. So this is a wide area, but we want to, amen, kind of open it up tonight at the broadcast. Amen. When you can press 1 on your phone, I'd be happy to have, amen, your conversation as well. Amen. And we want to, amen, pray for all before the broadcast is over. Amen. Your economy, but your situation began, amen, when you in your heart towards God. Amen. Let's press 1 on your phone, and we have our engineer, amen, to push you in. And we will not always call the your name if unless you want it to be announced. But we give you the first 3 digits of your area code and the last 4 numbers of your telephone. Amen. We are talking about, amen, when will 6-6 happen? Maybe you see it now. Maybe you know. Maybe you've known. Amen. Things that have been happening. And it comes, it's going to ensnare. It's going to, whatever the situation the enemy is dealing with now, and he's very crafty and skillful about it, he's coming to snare the whole world. The whole world. Amen. The rich, the poor. Amen. The widows, the children. Amen. You cannot buy or sell anything. Amen. You cannot buy or sell anything. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. From the grassroots level, amen, Doctrine of Truth, amen, we thank God for all of you, wonderful testimonies, and we've been beginning to enrich. God has been blessing those of you who have been listening, amen. Every little bit help. You might not think so, but it does help, amen. As you push 1 and talk about it, amen, it helps your inner man. You might have a question that you want to ask, amen, and you've been hearing it, but you really don't know why people have not been talking about it, amen, about this is the end time. Why? The conversation have not arose yet concerning all the killing and the shooting and the, amen, all different diseases that will be broadcast. Amen. Amen. Some things are not being broadcast. Amen. If you press 1 on your phone, where, amen, our engineers will come in, amen, amen, to give you the go ahead. Amen. Or you can just call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And it's so important all the time. It's so important that that you be in part of some type of fellowship, some type of home, home Bible study, always reaching and talking about the things of God. Now, sometimes you might think, well, talking about God and just do yourself is not important to God, and God is not recording. In the book of Matthew, the 3rd chapter of Matthew, God has recorded a book of remembrance. A book of remembrance God has made up in the book of Matthew. Okay. I think we have a caller. We have a caller here. Amen. Area code. Area code 701. And the last 4 digits, 6205. You're on the air.
Hello.
God bless you.
How you doing?
God bless you. Go right ahead.
Stupid question. I'm just trying to figure out, be on the same page. What are we discussing tonight?
Okay, we're talking about when will 666 happen.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Well, you know, my take on... my name is Aaron, by the way. I'm sorry. Introduce myself. I'm Aaron. What does it deal with? You know, this may go sound like a crazy statement I'm about to make, but I believe 666 has already happened, and it still is happening today. And
okay.
By that, I mean, you know, people are selling their souls to do only God knows what. You know, like, let's say, for instance, Halloween. That is the most evilest day, in my opinion, that when people are being sacrificial, you know,
okay,
sacrificing their kids or sacrificing animals
mm-hmm.
for a temporary thing, you know, for Satan. And we all know Satan is a liar because, you know, he would not share his kingdom with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a message an hour ago about Job when Satan was asked, God, you know, I'm looking for somebody who I can destroy. And what about, you got everybody, you got Job at your protection. And God sold Job out. He said, well, I will allow you to touch everything but his soul.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I believe God nominates all his children like that because we are to trust him as our father. Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
And basically one of my main points was that when Job was set up, he was set up for a blessing because in the end, he did not sin against God. Now, I'm not saying that he was upset or mad, but he didn't sin. So, to bring that into today's topic, there are a lot of folks who are selling their souls, who are selling out, taking the 666, not just by the mark, but just by doing evil things. And we all fall short of the glory of God, but a lot of us who have enough sense enough to obey the word of the master and say, hey, look, this ain't cool, this ain't right, I'm going to obey my father. If I don't, there will be hell to pay, and that could mean literally. So I just wanted to give you that minute. Thank you for having me on the air.
God bless you, Aaron. Thanks for having me. Continue listening. You're always welcome, and we call blessing upon you and your family. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. All right.
All right, we have another caller, area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. And Aaron made a great example. People are selling out every day. Every day they're selling their souls. Amen. And his approach. Amen. We have another caller.
Amen. God bless you, Bishop.
Know that. God bless you, Dr. Yonair.
Well, we're glad to listen to you again. Amen. And say what we some things you comment on the deception, and that's what I'm looking at right now. We are living in the time of a deception right now, and I think it's the greatest time that man has ever known. And I'm looking at where Jesus told his disciples, he said, "Now you watch and pray."
Mm-hmm.
That you enter not into temptation. And that means a lot to me because sometimes things look to be good when they're not really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So
Amen.
So in this time, men are being deceived. Not only that, if you are not watchful under prayer, you will be deceived too. Amen. Because what we've been taught, blue is blue, yellow is yellow. Now, some folk calling yellow blue, you know, and they go into the market with it. So we have to stand strong and stay focused on what the Lord have already taught us. Now, Bishop, I agree with the previous caller. The acts of the Antichrist is being played. That spirit is in the world today. Amen. But the revealing of the man with this mark. He could be in the world, but he hasn't been revealed. So what I'm thinking is it's going to be a time of greater deception, in a time when it's coming, and we see it because money seems to be the speaker today. And just like the brother said, I even asked myself, Aaron, do you really believe that Jesus died and got up? You see, and so we have to. Peter said, "You have to remind yourself. You have to keep telling yourself. Well, yeah, you know it's in your heart. God have kept you through it, but you still got to remind yourself. Is Jesus still my Savior? I don't want him to distrust me. I don't want him to have displeasure in me. I want to live for him, regardless of what's going on. Because when you look at it, it's getting worse and worse. Now, when you take that mark, when that time should come, that period when he should be revealed, and only God knows this, when it comes, amen, it'll be when one receive that mark, it'll be because of the commitments made to whatever spirit or whatever government influence there is at that time. And it's non-reversible. Now, I got that because I've been looking at two things, and then I'll be done. The first thing is how they have lifted the value of dogs and animals, you know. Mm-hmm. It seems like everybody talking about how great the dog is. I'm talking about the world now.
All
you
right.
See, and they spend and they spend before they get the. I guess they get the kids get a secondary status to the dog, or the people who don't have children are supplement that with dogs and all this kind of thing. Look at the government, how they are doing against people. Coming against people, legislating against folks who even dogs have greater rights. So I'm looking at this and see that's describing the nature of this man with the mark of 666. Now, in the scripture that you read openly, it says the man of sin. But that man of sin will desire to mingle his seed with a man. You see? So what's happening today is totally against our God desires and against his command. It's against God. He despises it. He loves it. And you see all this, you even have a different race of people, that a different nation in a sense, that transcenders, transvestite, all these names of people. That's as far as I know, can't be reversed. You see what I'm saying? They're going into, they're being deceived that I was born with this feeling and I'm in this body, I'm in the wrong body. And see, that's the trait, the fourscore, if you will, the man of sin. So this is a deep subject, but it's happening right now. And please notice the testimony of Jesus is from the past, the present, and the future. So what we're talking about is happening, has happened, is happening right now, amen, and it will come until it God will stop it. You see what I'm saying?
All right.
So that's what I'm looking at today, Bishop. You mentioned the time. It's happening right now, but it'll go up to it'll get worse until that man is revealed, that number is put. And you see the scopes of it. People are getting things, tattoos in the forehead and in the hands and the bodies, and people are not embarrassed anymore to have them all in the belly, the midriffs, and all this kind of stuff. And it's coming today, but the Lord says to me, Aaron, you watch and you pray. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you always, Dr. You're always hitting on things, and amen. The Holy Spirit is amen, some areas that he reminded me, amen, as you, that's why we say we come together two or three, amen, God's word, and one man don't have it all. You know, the Bible speaks in the last days, the days of Noah and Lot. My mind fell on the day of Noah, amen, in the sixth chapter of Genesis. It said, it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, and the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, that they was fair, and they took them wives to all which they chose. Now, it's a great debate in theological writings on this, that some saying they were marrying fallen angels, God's being was marrying fallen angels, and some angels marrying fallen angels, and this race of people, amen, that was begin to come up. And I just want to throw that out there, and amen, we don't, like I said, it's a very deep subject, amen. Also, Paul was talking about in the end time, amen, in the book of Timothy, concerning seducing spirits, amen. Man gonna be so blind of the things that he's doing now, amen, publicly. We have another caller, amen, area code 954, last four digits 4427. God bless you, you're on the air.
God bless you, Bishop. I just want to thank God for the weekly spiritual chat, the Doctrine and the Truth. It's just a pleasure to come together and to listen to each other speak on the word and just share the word. You know, this 666 thing, I think that is from the beginning. I don't think it's so much it will come directly with the number as much as it is now this day. The enemy has always been very subtle in his deception. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. since the Garden of Eden, he's always tried to just be subtle about changing the word of God, adding to or taking from. And so even today now, as modern as we get, the easier it is now for the enemy to play deception with the word, because there's so much communication now and so readily available. We have this worldwide communication in the palm of our hand, and mm-hmm. it is the greatest deception, because it keeps us deceived away from the truth, the word of God. So there are many forms now of this 666 out there to keep us distracted away from the truth, from the word of God. So recently they just talked about certain jobs now are saying that they need to put chips in people's hands for security on the job, and then their verbal joints now are saying that for the cash registers, and the employees need to put their fingerprint into the cash register. The more modern we get, the more tools the enemy have to deceive us, to get us further and further away from God and from the kingdom principles. So mm-hmm. our modernization is a blessing and a curse at the same time, because if we're not careful, by the time we wake up and look, the enemy has got us totally deceived into worldly systems and knowledge and not focusing on the truth itself, which is the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good as well. Amen. That's very, amen, enlightening. We thank God always, amen, for you and you, and because we need to discuss these areas. And we're discussing this area over on people's minds to let them know Jesus is true and the Bible is true, and reminding all of our Doctrine of Truth members. In Malachi 3:16 says, "Then they that fear the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord and that through thought upon his name. So God is making up his jury. 17th verse, and they that shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts, and the day when I make up my jury, I will spare them as a man spare his own sons and his servants. So we are, amen. I just want you to know God writing you down, amen, when we get together and you get together and to talk about God in any fashion or form and prayer meeting and Bible study, amen. It doesn't have to be openly, but God to hear you and he watches you, amen. This is very thoughtful tonight, as always, amen, all of you. Amen. Just call a friend and tell a friend, amen, to be aware of the things that you see. Deception is one of the major tools the enemy always uses. Always, always use a major tool. Amen. Is deception. He doesn't want to be recognized openly. Amen. Back in the garden, he wrapped himself up. Amen. Used the enemy's body. Used the serpent's body, amen. And Paul said he saw him as an angel of light falling, coming down, amen, from heaven. He was evicted, amen. I always like to use that word because Satan, he was thrown out. Lucifer was kicked out of heaven. Michael, and it was a war up there, amen. The third part of the host, he deceived the third part of the host of angels, amen. And God, I believe God has went back and created another third part. So there's no shortage in God. There's no shortage in his power. There's no shortage. Amen. The Holy Ghost is, amen, he's a revealer. Amen. He have all the different gifts that we need. The Holy Spirit work within you and around you. Amen. You able to discern the things that are happening in this world. Amen. God has given us his Spirit, his Holy Spirit. And through his Holy Spirit, amen, we can dream. God can give you a dream. Maybe somebody, God has given you a dream about, amen, about how to prepare and help your economy. Amen. This is one thing that the enemy don't want you to do. He doesn't want you to be prepared for these closing of businesses and closing of stores, and amen, things that you depend on, amen, that you really don't, your subconscious say, well, I know I can go get this, amen. The Holy Spirit said, watch that now, watch that, watch that. I remember a very simple thing that happened to me. I always testify, and the Lord bring it back to my remembrance in Philippians, amen, in the book of Philippians, and always, a very simple thing, that sometime when I come off of fasting and I have a plate of food ready and I always have my coffee ready, amen, it looked like it was just a part of the day. If I didn't have my coffee, I need a cup of coffee or something like that, something hot. And the Holy Spirit reminded me in Philippians 4:6, that be careful for nothing, and everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. All our young people, during the holidays, and you plan, you set your heart on vacations, you set your heart on the raise. Your heart now. You set all your weight and you look in the future. Say, well, I get this. I'm gonna be a little bit better. And the Holy Spirit there, be careful for nothing. And I began to see, amen, that because of, you know, I had a lot of faith in my support system, these little small things. To you it might be, amen, having a break on Saturday, amen, or getting up, taking a nap, or whatever, amen. And the enemy, he try to work at those things. And we have to be careful about the small things, the small things. Jesus said if you don't be, amen, if you be faithful in the little things. So you have to watch the small things the enemy want to come at you and disturb your area. Amen. He want to try to disturb your area and keep you upset about something about God. Try to get you upset about something about God's system. Amen. And he don't want you to turn loose the world system. So if he have a snare, it would consider a snare something that you depended on and you feel that you can't give it up, and he pull it out from under you, don't turn and point at God, saying, God deceive you, God hurt you, where is God? No faith. Every little situation you're going through, Romans 8 is still there. Romans 8 is still there. The problem is, it has been, amen, deceived, and have not been taught too much how to get God's economy rolling, amen, in your life. Amen. Romans 8:28, say, we know that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord according to his purpose. Amen. Matthew 7:7 says, seek and you'll find. Knock and the door be open. Amen. So God wants you to work. James said, I have faith. And you say you have faith. But what have you done towards your economy? Amen. Applying God's system. Amen. Applying God's word. Romans 8. Everything worked together. You love God. Amen. He's going to help you out. He's working for you. Amen. There's nothing that can go on that God does not know about, but he wants you to have more faith in him. And how can you have faith in him? About pulling yourself out of the world system and let him, amen, rebuild your system. Paul said, renew your mind. We have to renew our mind. How we renew our mind? We have to study out God's word about faith and how God wants, he speaks. Amen. How he going to take care of us. Amen. The sparrow has to fly. The sparrow has to get up every morning, put his wings on, so to speak. Amen. And he have to move out. Though he'd be bankrupt, he won't have nothing to eat. Amen. But he knows some areas that God has taught him, and it's in him. So God, the Holy Spirit, has given some things in your spirit to prepare yourself, and he have talked to you about preparation. Amen. All right, we're close to our closing, but we still have time. Amen. Some great testimonies. Amen. Our first caller, Eric, he really pushed us out here. Amen. And great thoughts, as always. Amen. From our other callers, as always, great thoughts. And when will 666 happen? Do you see it happening? And are people aware? Are they closing their eyes? Because, well, you know, he has to make a living. Oh, she has to make a living. And I'm saved, sanctified, but God know my heart. I have to make a living. And if I lose this, where else can I go? You know, I understand. We all understand. Men understand. Amen. Parents understand. They know. And we have children out there. We have to keep them in prayer. We have to keep them in prayer. They're in that world system. Amen. And you have to keep them in prayer. Amen. And keep them studying the word of God. Studying the word of God. If the word of God is there, and prayer will help you, amen, to get understanding. Amen. God will not pull his people, amen, out of the world, so to speak, save our soul, and leave us helpless against the devil economy. Leave us helpless against the world economy. Amen. God bless you. Let's push one on your phone. We have another caller that's pushed one. Amen. We have some great callers, as always. And keep us on our cutting edge. But remember, amen, you might say, well, I'm just talking. Yes, this program can be heard by many all around the world. But at the same time, Malachi said that God is building a book of remembrance, amen, on you. When we sit and discuss things, you're making up God's jury. You're making up God's jury. Amen. The Holy Spirit will reveal. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. He will not let us. My prayer all the time, Lord, don't let my business get behind. Amen. My economy or things, people owe me money, my bills, amen, my health, always give me a way out. And God's ways is not like our ways. His ways is not like our ways. Amen. Amen. The just, the unjust, store up for the just. The unjust man, he store up for the just. Amen. We just continue to love our neighbor. Amen. And show the love of God in your living, in your righteous living. Amen. And be friendly to people and witness. God will open the door for you. And you know it had to be God. Understand. Amen. And it's one of those wide subjects. Amen. Can be discussed. But in the days of Noah and Lot, if you examine the days of Noah, examine the days of Noah. Amen. And examine the days of Lot, the environment. Amen. And the behavior of people during those times. Amen. But God still had one man. Amen. This one man, Noah, built an ark. Amen. Jesus got the ark, the church. But the church is still an ark. Doesn't matter if the, here's a note. All right. Area code 954-4427. Amen. You're on the air.
Yes, Bishop. It's, you know, we just live in a time now when we have to be more aware of the fact that we're being more deceived than ever, and because of, we are so advanced. You know, many years ago, there wasn't much communication going on, so, you know, what little you got pretty well came from the same source, and it was spread abroad, you know. There was time that, a lot of times, the man of God would come around to your area once a month because he had other areas he had to go to. But like I said, the way we have communication today, this is how, and so many people now can add their version and go in and manipulate the communication to fit their needs or their system that they want. So you have a lot of information out there readily available to someone when they can spend a lot of time exploring a lot of different religions and theories and things, and the source, the true source, is lost in the shuffle because so many people are trying to get their ideas and their system, their method out there and keep it out there in our airways. I mean, you look, we have now over 200 or 300 channels on the TV, the unlimited radio broadcasts. And this thing that it's hard for people not to be distracted away from the truth because there's so much out there available to them. It's so easy to assess it. And I think that this is what keeps a lot of young people from going into the Word of God, because there are other people with their communication are making things more excitable, and that's the way the world system is. It seems very appealing to the flesh, but it has nothing. It has nothing for the soul. And so we have to keep the Word of God out there before people. Otherwise, this deception will keep people astray, and they'll really never know the truth because there's just so much out there.
All right, very good point. Very good point. And you know, some very good points here, because Paul was saying that unless they hear the gospel, and you can see now people that have cell phones and earphones and all this thing, they're listening, but they're not reading as much. The young families, they're coming up, and they're brought up by what they see on the television. And they're not deciphering whether or not this is the true programs or the true Bibles. And it's a wrestle. Amen. Like you said, very important. Amen. And so the saints of God, we have a job to do. We have to watch how the enemy is using his tools now, using it. Amen. It's the same hamburger, but he's wrapping it up all kind of ways. And it's going to take the real men and women with God. We can see this. Amen. Very, very good. Very good. Very good points. Amen. Very good points. Amen. Those that are listening, amen, you have to, maybe God can give you a way that you can utilize to approach the young people. Amen. Our young people, you can see they want to be entertained. They're electronic. Even the little boys and girls, now you give them a little game, a little electronic machine, they can go right straight through it, right straight to it. Amen. We're in that age. We're in that age. Amen. All right. We're slowly working ourselves down here. Amen. Just remember the Holy Spirit. God knows. Amen. The Holy Spirit give you dreams and visions, and you can prophesy. Amen. You can just speak over your problems, speak over your homes. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, He begins to tell you how to pray and what to say. Amen. Because He knows things that you don't know. Amen. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. He gave us the authority. Amen. He's more than just in the church with the offering plate. Amen. But the Holy Spirit, He's with you. He's in you. And the enemy doesn't want you to realize what you have, what you have. And God has placed it in us through the church of Jesus Christ. Jesus died for the church, and the church is our vehicle. That is the ark of safety. Time of Noah, the ark, but we now have a spiritual ark. Amen. And the time of safety. Amen. The enemy always wants us to possess something, but God wants us to what? You can't serve two masters. You can't serve it. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve two. We have to leave one alone. Amen. And the enemy always wants us to, amen, take up something, to own something. But why should you own it? And God will give it back. The rich young ruler, he said he kept all the commandments, but he didn't know. When God told him in closing, amen, God told him in closing, amen. We have another caller. Amen. 305-4271. Amen. 305-4271. And we're closing down. Yes, go right ahead.
I heard the Spirit talking as you was talking there. You mentioned what the church is dealing with and what we are going through as God's people. And that's what I wanted to comment on. We those that are listening, we all have to continually encourage one another. Amen. Mm-hmm. If you have dreams and God gave it to you, tell it to the church. Share it. Amen.
Yes.
It's
Amen.
Your dream, but share it. You mm-hmm. let the Lord use you even after when you wake up. You see, it ain't all for me, Bishop. We're in this body, you understand, and we got one controller, and you know what I'm looking at here is, do we realize as church? Do we really believe this world will end? Do we really believe that the Lord is coming? This period is almost over, you see. Do we really? If we believe that, you got to keep your head up. Don't worry about what folks saying. You know, they build
right.
spaceships, but they blow up, going to leave it in, coming back. Amen.
Right.
So if you really believe that Jesus said, I'm coming back for you, amen. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it. I'm living. I'm governing my life. Amen.
All
I ain't
right.
walking around
right.
thinking all the time that, well, I got to get coming. No. He done already told me I'm coming back for you. So that's what I want to say. Be
right.
encouraged. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. And just stay there and give us a prayer. But what I'm going to share that the rich young ruler, he didn't know Proverbs 19 and 17. Look it up in the book, Proverbs 19 and 17. Amen. Rich young ruler, he didn't know all the commands, but he didn't know that. Go ahead, Doctor. Give us a closing prayer, if you will. God bless you.
Father, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you, Lord, for the bishop and his efforts and his endeavors. We thank you for the callers and those that are listening. We pray tonight that you would give us all a push tonight, Father, that we would wake up, amen, if those that are sleeping. And those that are on fire, oh God, fill the tanks that we run on. Amen. It's the old church was saying, and see what the end going to be. Amen. Looking unto you tonight, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, God, bless us to climb this mountain, to keep running. Amen. Bless us, oh, God, that we won't be deceived and that we keep us looking to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless our homes and our children. Not only that, oh, God, but give us, oh, God, the dreams and the necessities, amen, to making it this time. We're not crying, but we are asking because you told us to ask. We are looking unto you tonight, and we thank you so much for this open-air conversation. We pray that it grows, amen. Give Bishop the energy, and, oh, God, give him the exuberance of spirit, amen, to flow, amen. And we will continue, amen, in this time. In Jesus' lovely name we pray and give you the glory, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you all. Until next time, let's keep praying for one another. God bless you.